Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, November the 14th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into WGH Talk. And, you know, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we are now the week, we are in the week before Thanksgiving. We are, what, we got 10 days away from the big gobble gobble turkey holiday. Wow. Can you imagine? We're almost there. Now, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping here right off the bat in concern to the big Thanksgiving holiday, because we've got a lot of stuff going on here at the station as well as beyond. Let's see here. What do we got? Well, the fruitcake toss. Let's touch on that first. The fruitcake toss is coming up December the 15th at 7 p.m. Got a lot of people in this. Sarah, Judy Cressa, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Don O'Bower, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Angie Evers, myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Linda Sim, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown from the police department, the auditor's office, somebody from the auditor's office, George Kasotis, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, James Anderson, Ted Jolla, former Mayor Kellogg, upcoming County Commissioner Dr. Davis, all kinds of people involved in this, and a whole host more. I think we're up to 32 people at this point. Now, does anybody have any new entrants into the fruitcake toss? Now, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any new entrants into the fruitcake toss, we will put them in. Now, I will tell you, people who were entered last year or people of interest would probably be Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, former Governor Ted Strickland, or the President Harding impersonator. None of them have been entered as of this point. Now, if you would like to nominate them, feel free, give me a buzz, and we will get them in. Those three people, I can help you out by contacting to see if we can get them in the event. Now, other than that, I know we have calls out to Colleen Marshall and Jim Ganahl, and who else do we have calls out to? I believe Mayor Schertzer and some city council people, Jason Schauber. Possibly Brett Cornelius. I'm not sure if somebody's called Brett or not. But a lot of people we're waiting to hear back from. And as the time grows closer, I guess we'll see what happens. So if anybody has any updates on the fruitcake toss, or if you would like to nominate somebody, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. Boy, the weather has taken a turn. You know, Friday we were on the air and had a great time with the veterans, but it had not fully taken its turn. It was cold Friday morning, but not as cold as it eventually became. It became very cold, and it is very, very, very cold out there this morning. But you know what? That's November. We really got spoiled with the warmer weather as far as we had it into November. So here we go with the colder weather, which looks like it's going to be around for a while. But again, if anybody wants to enter anybody into the fruitcake toss or give any kind of update, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, the other things going on around the time of the fruitcake toss and Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, we are going to have a WGH Talk Thanksgiving dinner very early in the morning, 8 until noon, on the day before Thanksgiving. Now, what will happen on this day is Bob Welsh, who's also in the fruitcake toss, also providing the plaque for the fruitcake toss, will be coming to Marion with his pumpkin pie pizza. Now, he'll probably, I don't know if Bob's out there listening this morning, but he'll probably have to make a few of these pies because coming to the studio that morning, as we have it right now, and this could change at any point, will be myself, obviously Bob will be there, Linda Sims is coming in, Glenn Coble's coming in, and I think we have a surprise person coming in. Now, I will probably announce this as the days go on, but I believe we have a surprise person coming in the day before Thanksgiving. Somebody who will be kind of interesting because it's of that time, and that's about all I'm going to give you right now. So we might have that person in the studio. Now, what's going to happen that day with, and George Kasotis will be there. Did I say George Kasotis? Boy, it's Monday, so you're going to have to let me catch up here this morning. But George Kasotis will also be with us that morning. Now, here's what will happen. On that morning, now this is how it relates to the fruitcake toss. We'll be having pumpkin pie pizza. Now, George Kasotis is going into the upper crust society, which I did last year. So what will happen is, on this day before Thanksgiving, George will sign a piece of pizza crust and have a picture taken. Now, Mary Ellen Withrow is also going to go into this society. So after we're done on the air that morning, we're going to go over to Mary Ellen's, and she's going to sign a piece of crust, and we'll get a picture of Mary Ellen. Then Bob will take this back down to Columbus, and on the night of the fruitcake toss, December 15th, we will have the presentation of both of these Marian icons, George Kasotis and Mary Ellen Withrow, going into the Upper Crust Society, and they will each be presented with a plaque from Bob with a picture of them signing the crust and a picture of the crust itself. So that's how that all ties into the fruitcake toss. Now, the only thing we don't have solved here yet, Bob has also whipped up a fruitcake pizza. Now, again, this is like fruitcake Mountain Dew. It just sounds awful. But we do that sort of thing here at WGH Talk. So the theory is on the fruitcake pizza, we might do that the day after Thanksgiving when we top the WWGH Christmas tree. Because I've said, last year Bob gave us the star. I think it's, you know, I've only seen it once, but it's our pizza star for the top of the WGH Christmas tree. And we always top it the day after Thanksgiving. It's the official start of the Christmas holiday. And this year I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we added some kind of a pizza ornament? You know, I don't know what that would be. A piece of pepperoni, maybe, something like that. Who knows? But we'll see what happens the day after Thanksgiving, and we could also introduce the fruitcake pizza the day after Thanksgiving. Boy, wouldn't that certainly kick off the Christmas holiday. So that's the way things are shaping up at this point. Anybody have anything to say out there this morning? 740-751-4038. 21 minutes past the hour. Boy, starting next week, we're really going to get in full swing of a lot of things going on here at WGH Talk. 740-751-4038. I really don't know what to say, though. You know, we're at the 14th of the month, 14th of November, and McDonald's has still not fixed their receipts. I complain about this every morning. It's my new complaint in life. And I always feel like I should explain it because I don't know if people know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to get this story shrunk down quite a bit. But essentially, 5 times a month you can go to McDonald's and take your receipt when you purchase something. There's a code on the receipt. You can go online, put that code in, and get another code, and you get a free item 5 different times a month. Well, November came up, and it was time for my 5 free items. Well, I can't read the receipt. And basically, every morning since the 1st of November, which is 2 weeks now, 2 full weeks, I have tried to read this receipt, and it's impossible every day. So, no free stuff yet in the month of November. And I don't know how anybody can read these receipts. So I'm guessing that McDonald's is not getting any surveys back this month, or at least the McDonald's that I go to on Mount Vernon Avenue. So I don't know why they just don't fix the machine. I don't know if the machine's got a problem. I don't know if the ink needs change. I don't know how anybody reads their receipt at that particular McDonald's. Has anybody been there and looked at their receipt to see if they could read it? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And I know people are sick of me talking about that, but I just, it's unbelievable to me the longer it gets that this has remained a problem. I'm bamboozled by the whole thing. That the how in the world has this remained a problem for 2 weeks now, 2 weeks to the day. Hopefully it'll correct itself. Maybe it'll be a holiday miracle. It'll correct itself and everything will be fixed. Well, here's something I think that'll be of note to the listening audience. Thanks to one of our listeners, Kevin. Over the weekend, I did finally learn what will be taking over the old spot of the certified gas station on Main Street. It's a new place called the Busy Bee Convenience Store. The Busy Bee Convenience Store will be taking over the certified gas station on Main Street. Now, I don't know if they're open. I know there's no gas tanks involved. It's not going to be gas. But it'll be a place, I guess, where you can go in and maybe get a loaf of bread or something like that. I don't know exactly what they'll sell in there. But the sign is up, and it's called the Busy Bee Convenience Store. So that is what will be taking over the place of Certified on Main Street. We had talked about that for quite a while, and we finally learned exactly what that will be. Does anybody know anything about the Busy Bee? Does anybody know when they will be open or if they're opened or are they doing work on it over there? All I saw was the sign. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? The Busy Bee might be a good place for it. You never know. People in that neighborhood might need a little convenience store to go into. 740-75 14038. So the Busy Bee convenience store comes to where the old certified was on Main Street. Now, there was talk for a long time that Boyd Funeral Home had bought this and was going to put a parking lot there or something. But no, it will be the Busy Bee convenience store. Now, let's see, we talked about the fruitcake toss. Oh, let me talk about sick people. Is everybody sick? Is everybody ill? Let me tell you why I say this. Last week, I was working one of my jobs, and people at that job were sniffling and coughing and off kind of ill. Then on Saturday, I went to get a haircut, and the person cutting my hair was talking about how they were plugged up and had a little bit of a cold. And then yesterday, I go to my other job, and the manager was not there because she was homesick with a fever. And then the person who was running the floor was talking about going home early because they were sick and had a headache and a cold and all that sort of thing. I mean, honest to goodness. And then somebody else I talked to yesterday said they'd had a cold for 2 weeks. How in the world are you supposed to navigate this if everybody's got a cold? I mean, has anybody noticed this? And I'm talking, here's why it's of interest to me. Number one, I don't want to get a cold. But number two, for 2 years, two holiday seasons, two winters, we have been wearing masks in this country. The winter season of 2020 and the winter season of 2021. Now, this is the first one where we really have not worn masks. And all of a sudden, everybody is sick with a cold or sore throat or fever or something. You know, and I always said, I don't take a side on this whole COVID thing when it comes to masks. People can do what they want to do. But I'll tell you this, and this is the truth. I get a cold once or twice a winter season because I work around people. You know, both of my jobs, I'm around quite a few people, and it's just easy to catch a cold. In 2020 and in 2021, I never had a cold. And it shocked me. because I'd always had a cold or a sore throat or something like that. Nothing ever really serious, but just a cold. Never had one in 2020 or 2021. Now, here we are in 2022, and it seems like everybody's got a cold. Does anybody have a thought on this? I think that's a fascinating thing. I don't believe that's just coincidence. That those 2 years happened to be the 2 years that I didn't get a cold. And does anybody notice that everybody is sick? Everybody seems to have some kind of ailment going along. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I don't know if the flu is supposed to be particularly bad this year. I don't know if COVID is particularly bad this year. I don't know. All I know is you cannot go into a public place without seeing people who aren't well. And I'll tell you this. I can tell you this. The other day, we ran out of a certain brand of cold medicine because we were selling so much of it. And I don't know. That's just fascinating because it hasn't been the case the last couple years. But now everybody's got a cold. People have got fevers. People are stopped up. And I don't know how you avoid it, to be honest. You know, if you go to work in these public places, you're going to be around people. And I think these are airborne contagious illnesses. I mean, you can sanitize your hands all day long, which I try to do, and try to stay away from people who you think are ill. But eventually, I think it's going to hit you. I hope not. Hasn't happened yet, but I guess if I disappear here for a couple mornings or can't talk, you know, that's the worst part about colds and radio. If you have a sneezing fit, or you are plugged up, or you have a sore throat and can barely talk, it's very hard to come in and do a radio show. Now, right now, we're not there, thank goodness. But it's hard because when you start sneezing, nobody wants to hear that for 2 hours every morning. And if you're stopped up, you're hard to understand because, and maybe I'm hard to understand on a normal day, but let's not make it any more difficult. And I don't know. Has anybody else noticed more sickness this year than in the last 2 years? And I'm not talking about COVID in general. I'm just talking about colds and sore throats and fevers and people missing work and things of that nature. Has anybody noticed an uptick in that this year? Because I'll tell you what I have. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody noticed the uptick in illness? That's what I'm going to refer to it as until we're through it. The uptick in illness. Phone lines are wide open here. 740-751-4038. Well, as I said at the top of the program, Thanksgiving is just right around the corner here, 10 days from today, and I've started to put together my little Thanksgiving get-together. I got called last night by my mother asking what she should bring, and I have invited a few people now to the Thanksgiving event. You know, I didn't think that it was this close in my own mind, so I really had not invited anybody. So last night, or really this morning, I finally started to invite people, and I always have mine late, that because most people have theirs early, so I always found if I have mine at 5 o'clock, people are not pressured. You know, they can have their thing during the day, and then that night they can come and have a little something to eat, have fun, have a good time, so on and so forth. But if you haven't got the invitation yet, it's not that I haven't gotten to you yet. It's just I really just started last night, and I got to figure out what everybody should bring, or because it's kind of a potluck thing. Every year I do the turkey, I do the cranberry sauce, and I do the brown serve roll. Oh, and the stuffing, brown serve rolls and the stuffing, and then everything else is brought by somebody else. But this year, well, I'm a little worried because last year we had a shortage on cranberry sauce in a can. So I'm going to see how that all ticks out as well this year. I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, a normal person would just go out and buy the cranberry sauce now. But we'll see how quick and ahead of the game. If I see it starting to run low, maybe I'll run over and grab a can. Are you ready for Thanksgiving this year? 740-751-4038. If you're out there, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. It's the 10-day march to Thanksgiving. Do you notice people getting sick? You know, that's one I really want to talk about. Because I don't want a lot of people ill on Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you, those illnesses creep up on you. You know, one day you're feeling fine, and then all of a sudden, during the middle of the day, you start to, I'm kind of tired. You know, my body's starting to ache a little bit. My eyes are a little puffy. My throat's getting a little sore. You know, that's what happens. And then it's all downhill from there. Do you want to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss? We can do that as well. 740-751-4038. Don't forget the Busy Bee Convenience Store is what will be taking over the certified gas station. What is the thing with Del Taco? Now, I'm starting to hear stories and conspiracy theories about Del Taco now. Because Del Taco is back on the market. But I don't know if the people who own it right now are going to open it up and then sell it. Or if they're trying to sell it before they open it up. I don't know what's going on there. Does anybody know what's going on with the Del Taco or the Charlie's Philly cheesesteak up the road? Now, the Charlie's Philly cheesesteak seem to be making more of a headway than the other places. But if you have an update on either one of those, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. But we do know the Busy Bee Convenience Store is coming in. And Bell's has opened up. It was supposed to be Burke's, but Bell's is now open. Over in the Kohl's Shopping Center. The only thing I've heard about that is that the inventory is running a little low. I haven't been in there yet. Did Bath & Body Works open up? You know, I thought I heard that Bath & Body Works, which moved from the mall over to the Kohl's Shopping Center, was supposed to open up, was it this past weekend? I know before Thanksgiving. Does anybody have any information? Has Bath & Body Works opened up in its new location out by Kohl's? A lot of changes going on here in Marion. 740-751-4038. You know what I was thinking? As I get ready for this Thanksgiving event next week, you know, maybe I should just run down. If this Charlie's Philly cheesesteak opens up, maybe I should just run down to Charlie's and get everybody a Philly cheesesteak. No turkey, no pumpkin pie, no stuffing, no rolls. Just a Philly cheesesteak for Thanksgiving. Hey, you never know. People blow out tradition all the time. I saw an article online over the weekend where this year people are debating because of inflation cost. Is it cheaper to go out and eat on Thanksgiving? Or should you still have the traditional Thanksgiving meal at home? Now, is anybody having this conversation in their families about going out and eating on Thanksgiving instead of cooking the meal at home because of the price tag of what the meal might cost, and it just might be cheaper to go out and eat, and people can get what they want, and that'll make life simpler? Let me know what you think on that subject. Is it better to go out and eat, or better to have Thanksgiving at home? I don't know that we should base anything on cost, but that's what this article was talking about. The cost of Thanksgiving dinner. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have a thought, give me a buzz. 37 minutes past the hour here. Do you still want to cook at home, or do you want to go out and eat for Thanksgiving? Where do you go out and eat for Thanksgiving now? What's open? I think Denny's is open on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know if Bob Evans is, or I don't think Perkins is. It didn't used to be. I don't know. Where do you go on Thanksgiving to eat in Marion besides Denny's? Used to be everything was closed, but apparently that's not the case anymore. You know, you got to have the workers. That's the problem. If you don't have the workers, I don't know how you stay open. So what is, does anybody know this? Maybe you go out and eat on Thanksgiving. What is open Thanksgiving Day to go out and eat at? What places besides Denny's? Besides Denny's, I really don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I do know that a lot of churches have events on Thanksgiving Day, but I don't know if that's the thing that people go out and eat. Is that considered going out to eat? I don't know if that's a free will donation. I don't know. I haven't really heard much about that either. Now, I know Dayspring Church has done that for many years, and I believe it was Emmanuel Lutheran has done the big Thanksgiving dinner every year. But we'll see what happens this year, I guess, as the clock ticks down. So do you think you'll be going out to eat this year on Thanksgiving dinner, or will you be staying home and having the traditional Thanksgiving dinner? Heaven knows we'll be traditional the day before, pumpkin pie pizza. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's going on as we head into the big Thanksgiving holiday? Now, I do have a little bit of a complaint, and it's about the holidays. Now, this year, we're going to have an extra long Christmas holiday, over 31 days, because Thanksgiving is on the 24th, and obviously Christmas is on the 25th. So 31 days of Christmas. Now, why are people already putting up their Christmas trees? And why are people, you know, I know that Hallmark channel, because they're nuts, is already running the Christmas movies. Why are people already doing things that revolve around Christmas? Can't hold off another week and a half? I don't know. To me, that drives me nuts. Because that, I believe the official kickoff to Christmas is Thanksgiving night. Once everybody's eaten the meal, then you get into the Christmas holiday. And this year, we've got a long Christmas holiday, 31 days. So why are you already doing Christmas things? You know, baking Christmas cookies, putting up the tree. I don't know what people are doing. People are a little to the nuts side. What do you think? Is it too early to put up those Christmas decorations? I think it is. I haven't done it. 740-751-4038. Now, you understand this is strictly opinion-based, that I think it's too early to do that. I don't know why people do it early. You know, somebody told me one time that people put the lights outside early because if they get a nice weather day, they can go outside and put those lights up. But I, you know, as long as they don't turn them on. See, they always want to turn them on as soon as they get them up. As long as you don't turn the lights on before Thanksgiving, then I'm okay with it. But once you turn the lights on, then I think it's just all downhill, in my opinion. But what's your opinion here this morning? 740-751-4038. 34 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion on this Monday morning. You know, maybe everybody is sick this morning. Because heaven knows it's going around. We're buying that NyQuil and Mucinex like nobody's business. 740-751-4038. What do you think? Should you go out and eat for Thanksgiving? Should you stay home and have the traditional Thanksgiving dinner? When is it okay to put up the Christmas decorations? The Hallmark Channel has screwed us all up. People watch those god-awful Hallmark movies, and they get in the Christmas spirit. And I'll tell you something about the Hallmark movies. Now, this is why I say they're god-awful. And you know, I think Hallmark is a great channel, and they certainly know how to do a good Christmas card. Well, they know how to do good cards all year round, and they do good ornaments as well. But the problem is with these movies, they're all the same movie. You can watch, You don't even have to know who the actor is. You don't have to know who the actress is. You don't have to know anything about that movie. And I can tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have a girl who comes from the big city. Her life doesn't have time for a boyfriend. And she, for some reason, she goes back to a small town for Christmas. So then she goes to the small town, and she sees all the small town ways, and she has an old traditional Christmas, and she runs into some guy during this small town Christmas, and she falls in love with him. But she can't tell him she's in love with him, because she's got to go back to the big city. So then at some point in the movie, she goes back to the big city and realizes she's miserable. And then she comes back to the big town before Christmas, and everything's hunky-dory, and these two people live happily ever after. That's every Hallmark Christmas movie that's ever been made. I just saved you guys about 2 hours from watching a Hallmark Christmas movie, because they're all like that. That's the whole premise of every movie. You would think they could shake the premise up a little bit. And when did every Christmas movie become a love story? Maybe that's only on Hallmark. You know, there are a lot of Christmas movies that are not love stories, like The Grinch, Christmas Vacation. There are a few that have nothing to do with love stories, but not on Hallmark. Hallmark is all love stories. Any thoughts on any of this morning? 44 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Do you want to put somebody in the fruitcake toss? What do you make of the new Busy Bee convenience store where they're certified used to be over on Main Street? Do you know a lot of people getting ill right now? I don't know. Going around. Fevers, colds, all that sort of thing. Have you noticed any uptick in that since past years? Are you getting ready for Thanksgiving? Are you going to eat at home during Thanksgiving? Or are you going to go out and eat during Thanksgiving? Are you already putting up your Christmas decorations? Are you watching Hallmark? All questions are open this morning. 45 minutes past the hour, and phone lines wide open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 45 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz, and we can discuss it here. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Somebody has got to have an opinion on something out there this morning. Kind of a slow start here this morning. 740-751-4038. What an interesting time. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
I heard the description on the Hallmark movies, and you forgot the cuddly dog. There's always a cuddly dog.
Oh, yes. Animals are big in Hallmark movies. You are right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, are you getting ready for the big holiday celebration?
Somewhat. I'm working on the pizzas, of course. And you said we need two pizzas now?
Well, I was trying to, maybe we can all, I'm not sure how big a pumpkin pie pizza is.
Well, we'll make two, because I'm thinking of doing one regular, and one maybe with some dried cranberries or something that kind of spice it up differently. So, we could do two.
Well, I was just thinking, it's my understanding right now, and now, that morning, who knows who will show and who won't, but it's my understanding we'll be there for 4 hours. Now, it'll be you and I, Linda, Glenn, and George Kasotis at this point, and possibly somebody else. So I figure that's what? That's three, four, five, that's six people.
Yeah. So, and chances are my buddy Eric will join us as well.
Oh, okay, so seven people. So basically, it's I don't know how much a pumpkin pie pizza can feed.
It depends on the crowd.
Well, I don't know if these are big eaters or not, but it's going to be interesting. Now, the fruitcake pizza, we have learned, has become maybe something in fashion, because you've got the Mountain Dew company now coming up, Pepsi company, coming up with a Mountain Dew fruitcake soda. So, you know, maybe you're ahead of your time here with the fruitcake pizza.
Maybe so. And we might have some of that to partake on Thanksgiving Eve there. You know,
oh,
another one might happen.
So a double or nothing here.
A double whammy.
Yeah, you know what? The fruitcake pizza is interesting to me because, you know, we all know that one of the popular pizzas is pineapple pizza. Now, right. I've never been a huge fan of that. But I don't believe there's pineapple in fruitcake. What have you researched this? What fruits are in fruitcake?
Well, no pineapple. Traditionally, it's going to be, you know, cherry, raisins, currants. No prunes. I don't need any prunes. Your European fruits. You know, not your tropical fruits.
And, of course, we've got George coming in that day, hopefully in the tuxedo, as I understand it, to sign his crust and get a picture taken. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a big morning, moment of the morning. Now, I'm not sure if he's bringing a dish or not. He told me he was going to, so I guess we'll see how that all shakes out for our big celebration pre-Thanksgiving. Then we'll go out to Mary Ellen's and get her to sign one. But, you know, I think it's definitely a fun holiday season, and this fruitcake pizza, you never know, might catch on.
It might. But like I said, you know, we're soaking all the fruit and rum and everything, so, it'll be tasty.
Well, we'll need that. Now, the pumpkin pie pizza, now I have gotten a few questions on this. What is the consistency here of the pumpkin pie pizza? Now, is it more of a dessert pizza, or is it some kind, what about the fruitcake pizza as well?
It's not like pumpkin pie. You know the creamy texture of a pumpkin pie. It's not like that. It's more like the baked squash and the stewed pumpkin together. It has, you know, a semi-sweet quality about it. It's just, you know, pumpkin and everything. But I wouldn't put it down as a dessert item. It might be more of just a side dish.
Well, it should be very interesting. And to get the taste test, you know, because George has spent so many years in the restaurant business, and I think Glenn and Linda probably have a decent palate, so it's going to be interesting to see what the...
I've got a high standard there to meet with George, so I'm going to make sure it's the best.
That is a very high standard, because he's all over the kitchen for 90 years, so that's a high standard to meet, but it should be a lot of fun. Now, how do you feel about a Christmas ornament?
We've got that in the bag already, so to speak.
Oh, so we're already there.
For the tree, but I'm not going to say anything more about it. You know, we'll surprise you with it there on the decoration day.
Well, that it's because you know the official start of Christmas is the day after Thanksgiving when we light the WGH Christmas tree.
Yeah, and I agree. We were out driving around, my wife and I, over the weekend, and I saw several houses with indoor trees already lit up, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, not even Thanksgiving yet. You've got your indoor tree lit up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here we have an extra long Christmas holiday this year, much longer than last year. We have 31 days. Now, why in the world do these people need to start early? I don't like that.
One thing that drives me crazy over the so-called Christmas season, you know, is the radio Christmas music.
Oh,
the same 20 songs flashed over and over again by, you know, 20 different artists, you know, and you get tired of it after the first couple hours.
Well, that's why we have always done one song per hour, because I figure at that point, even if it is the same 20 songs, you're not going to hear them all that often. But
and I'm putting together for you a CD.
Oh.
Non-traditional Christmas music.
Non-traditional.
Stuff, mainstream stuff. But non-traditional things that you don't hear every hour on the hour.
Now, is this like a Dr. Demento version?
No. The good stuff. You know, some Bing Crosby. Les Paul. Les Paul did an excellent version of Jingle Bells. And because he has a radio company, one of the do a Christmas song. And so he said, well, I don't want to do Jingle Bells of a Velvet. And so he, you know, he's the guitar virtuoso. So he put together a rendition of Jingle Bells played only on guitar, but it almost sounds like bells.
Oh, that's good.
Things like that. You know, good music that you don't hear, you know, because it's just not your mainstream, top 20.
That's very interesting.
Another good CD for you.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, years ago, and we do use it now, but I had just started to work in radio, and we were the only time on a talk station that you really play music is during the Christmas season. And we were taking requests one day, and some lady called in and said, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. And I really thought that she was kidding, because I had never heard of this. I'd never heard the song. And she said, no, I'm serious. And I looked that up, and I played it. And, you know, all these years later, now I've interviewed Gayla Peavy, who originally sang that song, and we sing it at the Christmas party. But, you know, there are some different songs out there.
Yeah. That song was kind of buried for 22 years. So, but it has reached a whole new popularity again, and it's one of those songs you hear every hour.
And, well, yeah, it's one of those ones that they have put. I think it's because it's got a different tune than a typical Christmas song. I think right. that's the push behind. And Marshmallow World, which I didn't even think for a long time was a Christmas song. Now that's become a very popular Christmas song by Darlene Love.
Well, and kind of got me going the other day there, listening to The Grinch. And I'm thinking, this isn't about Christmas. This is all about how nasty The Grinch is. No, there's nothing in there about Christmas or a season or any redeeming value that he's saved by Christmas. It's just how nasty The Grinch is. And I go, well, that's not Christmas music.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. Now, this is funny. Now, here we are talking about Christmas before Thanksgiving. But last night, I had a very interesting conversation with somebody. And I'm probably going to continue this conversation today because I'm going to see this person again. But it's about A Christmas Carol with Charles Dickens. Now, I still say the definitive version is the George C. Scott version from the 80s. But people can have their favorite version. But here's the thing about that. When you think about that, I think that movie might have some kind of biblical tie-in. And I never thought about it till last night because Charles Dickens was kind of like that. Not that I don't know that Charles Dickens was any kind of religious person, but what I think is interesting is that Scrooge is taken back to his past. Now, it's sad, but that doesn't change his ways. He's shown the current time, you know, Bob Cratchit has no money and all that, and everybody's having a party and he's not invited. But that really doesn't change his ways. The one thing that changes his ways is seeing his own tombstone. Now, this is interesting to me because, number one, I think, you know, the tenement of a lot of religions is what happens when you die. And number two, how does him being nicer prevent him from dying?
Well, I don't think it prevents him from dying. I think it just gives him hope of a better afterlife.
Well, but I mean, do we know that he's going to have a bad afterlife? Because that's what I can't figure out. It's like the Ghost of Christmas Future says you're going, you know, down. You're going south when you die. He just takes him to a graveyard. And the biggest shock to him is that he takes that snow off the tombstone and, oh my God, here I'm dead. Well, like he doesn't know he's going to die. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why that changes his tune. I get, you know, we watch these movies for years and years and years, but when you really think about it, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, how does that... Why is that the changing factor in his life, to see his tombstone? Because he's going to die anyway.
Maybe it was just the such an uncared tombstone that he was totally forgotten. And he says, well, you know, maybe I should be remembered for something good rather than just being forgotten.
Well, now that could be. Now that's an interesting thought. Maybe that is the reason. But I thought it was fascinating because I think maybe old Charles Dickens might have had some kind of biblical tie-in there. Because, you know, I think a lot of religion is based on what happens when you die and the fear, getting rid of that fear of what happens when you die. And Scrooge obviously had a fear of death because the tombstone scared him half to death. And even remember, he gives that speech. He says, well, what can I do if I'm dead? How am I supposed to help these people? Well, that's the future. It really doesn't make any sense. So who knows? But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be big.
It's going to be a video again. I think people are going to finally throw off all the shackles of the pandemic and COVID, and I think it's going to be a video again.
Sounds good. I look forward to it, Bob. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know the one Christmas gift? And I'm not huge on Christmas gifts. But you know the thing, I always wanted a pair of NBC chimes. Years ago, if you were an NBC station, because in the, you know, you didn't have records or anything like that back in the 30s or 40s, if you were an NBC station, they wanted you to have that ding, ding, dong. So you actually had chimes in the studio. And you would play those on the air. This is an NBC station. Ding, ding, dong. I always wanted a pair of those. I've never come across one of them. 740-751-4038. What do you think about Charles Dickens? I don't know. I got in that conversation yesterday about A Christmas Carol. And why is it that Scrooge seeing his own tombstone scares him into changing his life? I don't know. I never thought about that. In the end, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Because I don't know how him being nicer at Christmas is going to make him live any longer. Maybe he had high blood pressure, and easing up at the Christmas holiday is going to lower that blood pressure and he'll live a couple more years. I don't know. It makes no sense to me now that I actually think about it. And that's been one of my favorite movies for years and years at Christmas time. But that's the way it goes. Just like now, we have to go to a break. Maybe I should fear that. Be a little nicer at Thanksgiving. All right, we're going to break. Coming back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people.